Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. We are here today to talk about nursing institutions and how they kill people. We want to get rid of them. InterSight has proposed many times to get rid of these nursing homes in memory and honor, you know, of all the people who've demised in these nursing facilities. And it's really, really sad, if you ask me. The government has wasted plenty of money in terms of, you know, spending on these nursing facilities. It is a disgrace. They've spent $172 billion, okay? That's a lot of money, okay? They have spent that, according to the Skilled Nursing News, okay? They spent $172 billion and spent all that money in 2019. I am sure it's more money now because it's been almost 3 years later, which will be the beginning of next year. That is an absolutely ludicrous amount. Not only a ludicrous amount, a shame. That money can be used to help the disabled and the elderly get their own homes, have their own home care attendant with them anywhere they want to go, and including the hospital, and also within, you know, say if they needed a short-term rehabilitative stay, and also wherever they want to go, even on a vacation. Disabled people cannot go on a vacation at all because they cannot cross state lines. Okay, once they cross a state line, guess what? Their home care stops. All right, this is, you know, I cannot begin to tell you how controlled the disabled and elderly are. It's just a shame. Right? You cannot live in this manner. That's how we're told that in no uncertain terms, you are not able to bring your aid across state lines. Say you have a debt in the family, and all you want to do is pay your last respects to that person. You can't do that. Oh, you poor disabled person, you can't do that. No. You have to watch a darn video of your loved one, you know, in a coffin, and you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything. And if you're blind, oh, heaven forbid, I am blind, you know, you can't see it that well on a screen. Guess what? Screw you. You can't go and bid that person, you know, a farewell right at the coffin side. Forget it. You know, it's just gotten ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, you know, how your life is totally controlled, absolutely, totally controlled by these, you know, by the government mostly, and how these institutions also, you know, they have strong lobbyists, extremely strong lobbyists, and how they take charge of people's, you know, lives. And it's a shame. It really is. I'm dedicating this show in honor of my parents. My both parents died in nursing homes. They both had dementia. Just had, I have something to look forward to, dementia. Hey, you know, I'm being a little facetious right now. But I can't, you know, I can't tell you that I don't worry about it. I do. My great-grandmother was in a nursing home. She died there. My two grandmothers also were in a nursing home. One of them had congestive heart failure. She didn't have any dementia, but she had a very bad heart. But the other one had dementia. And then my paternal aunt, she had dementia. And my maternal aunt, she has now dementia and is at risk of going into a nursing institution. I put my foot down. I am responsible for her care. And last night, she went into the hospital because she was all full of black and blue. Thankfully, she didn't need to stay there because they don't know what it was, and it wasn't something major. So that's a good thing. But let me say to you something. This is really absolutely absurd that when you go to a hospital and a physical therapist, along with a team of doctors and nurses, they decide where you go, not where you want to go. That this is unconscionable. What they could do that might be, you know, helpful is make these independent living centers a place of the future where it's covered by, you know, insurance, and make it, you know, some place where you can go and come as you please. That sounds like something that might be, and also get different, you know, I don't know how to say it, just get different ways in which you can get your own home care aid in and out, and you could go in and out whenever you please and have the transportation, have freedom. You know, it's not something that's rocket science at this point. I just don't understand how, you know, people could, you know, make it so difficult. I just don't get that part. Well, you know, maybe one day we will have, you know, a better, you know, way of doing things. But now, I mean, we've decided, you know, InnerSight has to really work hard at this. And what we've come up with is something called Volunteers for Freedom. And what that will do is have private funding available. We're going to fundraise for that. And what we'll do is we'll have home care workers, usually the home care workers that are with the person for the daytime that the government gives them. And what we'll do is we'll ask them to volunteer their hours for the rest of the time. But here's the good part. We'll pay one of their bills, meaning if they said, oh, listen, I'm really behind on my rent. Oh, no problem, aid. I'm just going to say it, you know, that way because I don't know. I'm not going to use anybody's names because it might be uncomfortable for them. But this is really something that we really need to start taking on as a nation, and also keeping, if they want to, the disabled person wants to work, to be able to give maybe even the aid a little bit, you know, more, you know, if they're doing something, you know, for them that's very helpful. Like, say they want, the disabled person wants to go on vacation, and they want to just purchase a ticket for them so they could go with them. Well, you can't do that now, which is ludicrous. I mean, I just cannot. I'm saying ludicrous more than once today, but that's the only word I could think of at this point. The ridiculous, ludicrous. I mean, any words that you could think of that could describe unconscionable, you know, that could describe this pitiful way in which the disabled and elderly are treated. You have home care service. You can't go anywhere, period. And that is disgusting. You know, I just, when I heard that, I was like, am I in a concentration camp that I wasn't aware that I was put in? You know, I have one person who's on the line right now who will put some nice input on this this situation. He would like to probably speak, and his name is Anthony, and he's from Brooklyn. So, Anthony, come on in. Hi, Anthony. Hey, Anthony, are you there? Oh, something must be wrong with the lines.
Yes, I'm here, Suzanne.
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. So here's my opinion. I definitely support, you know, this whole idea of Volunteers for Freedom. I think that disabled people live an unfortunate, isolated life where basically they only live to worry about household chores, if you look at, again, the state of Missouri, like I mentioned before, you are not allowed to take your aid anywhere. They're only allowed to work in the home, you know, clean, cook, do your laundry, make your bed, and go home. It means if you don't have anyone else to take you out, you'll never see the light of day. And, you know, yeah, it is. And they don't give you enough hours to do anything with. And, you know, some people only have, like, 2 or 3 hours a day. And then the other issue is that, you know, even when you do have hours, it's very limited because they only give you a certain number of days a week. And if you ever wanted to go out on the weekend, you couldn't. If you ever wanted to go out, like, someplace in the evening, for example, to a family function like a wedding or something like that, you couldn't go. The agency supervises, you know, what is going on, and if you get caught by the nurse, then, you know, you could lose that aid if they're doing something that they're not supposed to for you. It's very restricted, you know. Care plan only, you know, nothing extra, you know.
What about waiver programs? Any waiver programs?
The waiver programs, I mean, they give you, I don't know really how they work, but, you know, they used to say that, you know, when the city ran home care in New York, that if you needed more than 8 hours a day, they would give you a Medicaid waiver. But these days, these days the insurance companies really don't give you, you know, that much more of a waiver. And another thing that I can't stand about a lot of these agencies and things like that, some of these aides too, they don't want you to have their numbers and things like that. And I can't stand that because, you know, there's no communication between you and the aide. If something were to go wrong or you couldn't, you know, get a hold of anyone from the agency, they didn't answer the phone, they didn't call you back, whatever, whatever. And, you know, some aides don't care, and we all know that we have caller ID. And, you know, if you have a good, nice person and, you know, they're compassionate and they understand that you're human too and things could happen and, you know, you might need to reach them in case they're at the store and something happens to you and you need them to come back quick. The agency doesn't want that. And there are some agencies that will, you know, yell at you and tell the aide, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And the client, you're not supposed to be calling them. You're not supposed to this. And everything that they do for you that, you know, is considered extra is like
the best one that bothers me is that they say you're not supposed to be advocating on behalf of the aide when they're not paid. And I'm like, okay, now this has got to be the absolute worst. You know, you've just got to, you see what's going on. How could you not advocate? I mean, they're not being paid. I mean, for God's sakes, that's something that you gotta advocate for. They gotta be paid. That's about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
they don't want you getting involved in anything. You know, with these aides, they want it between them and the agency.
But then
I had an aide
along. Passed, and they want you to fill out all the paperwork for them and everything. And then they want you to be in charge of that. It's such a conflict of interest all around. And you're like, okay, am I doing your job or are you doing your job? So you know what? I am not filling out a damn bit of the paperwork. If you want me, with my poor vision, to fill out the paperwork, then I do all the other stuff too. Right?
Yeah. But if you don't fill out the paperwork, then they won't pay the aid, you know.
I know. It just goes back the other way.
That's the problem with the CDPAP, because it's very vulnerable in the sense that if you lose the person you have, you don't have anyone else to take care of you. And how many people...
Well, you can have your backup. You got to get a lot of backup people, and that's the problem there, too.
Right, but yeah, then how many people really have that many backup people? And if they're not going to pay them, you're going to have the same problem no matter what you do. And, you know, they know that, you know what I mean? And that's the whole thing. I mean, people don't want to deal with these home care agencies. A lot of times they want, you know, CDPAP, and they would rather have it that way. But even then, it's not that great because you don't get all the benefits, and then, you know, you don't get paid. And, you know, if you lose one, you know, aide with a regular home care, then you can get someone else. But, you know, you never know if it would be the same, if they know how to cook like you like it, or, you know, if they would take care of you the same. I mean, you trust them. You know they're all the same. But what if, you know, for example, you like Barbara's cooking better than Mary's, and then you'd be stuck with that. Yeah. I mean, it's all about making you comfortable and a happy life and things like that. I mean, what if they live further and it's not as easy, and, you know, they just don't really seem to care, you know what I mean? But, you know,
we have our co-host on the line. I'm just going to grab him in and see what he thinks about it as well.
Oh, he
Hold
is.
On one second.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Okay. Hang on. Okay, why is it not acting? Oh, here it is. It's coming. Hello, Frank.
Inner Sight.
How you doing, Mr. Inner Sight?
Kill all the nursing homes.
There you go.
There he is.
I said nursing institutions kill people. Get rid of them.
Yeah. So,
I was able to get the videos up, by the way. Persistence.
Oh, all right. So that.
Yeah.
You put it up on the petition?
Yes, sir. And on YouTube as well, on my account, because I just couldn't figure out how to do it on your account, so they're on mine. But it points to, I took it and I got it from my account, and my account's public, so that's good. And it just points straight to my account. I did both.
You're able to do the other.
Yeah, I did. But it didn't let me for some reason. We had an older account, and for some reason it wasn't letting me put it up, so for some reason. So that's why I had trouble with it. I got to look at it better. Maybe there's another area you put the video's up and I'm just missing it. I don't know. I just couldn't see it.
Yeah, I want to talk about something that I believe is very important.
Yeah.
When a person is in the nursing home, you know, and they can't get the help that they need, you know, and you have one aide, let's say, to cover 20, 30 people, maybe more.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going to get neglected in that.
That's right.
You know, it happens all the time. So I'd like to see all of us make a pact, you know, and insist that the aides, the home health aides that are helping the person when they're not in a nursing home, be allowed to help them the same way when they're in a nursing home. See, that way it's easier to get the person out because you can prove that they don't need the nursing home.
Yeah.
And the aide is right there with them. Now, why is it that the government won't let these aides go in and just keep doing their job? The money is there. The money doesn't stop for the aide if a person goes into a nursing home. Because if it did, the aide wouldn't go and and be able to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
Money's still there.
I agree.
They did. They set themselves up here in such a way, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they want us. They want people to suffer and have trouble, and you know, it's the old cliche. Well, this person's going to die anyway.
Yeah.
See how people think. See the mentality
yeah,
behind
it.
Why should we fuss over this person? You know, they're here to die.
Yeah.
Why should we spend $20 on a steak when we can get some old stuff, you know, for a dollar? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as long as it's not
poisonous,
you know. Some of it maybe.
Might.
Well, you see, that's the mentality of these places. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, and they won't have the aid come in there because they want the person to deteriorate and go down.
That's right.
And then they'll get the next person in. Now, that's a big reason why we've got to get rid of these places. There's no need for these places in this system, in America or in any country.
That's right.
So I like to see all the independent living centers get together. And in fact, I would see if we can get enough support. I would organize a demonstration, let's say for May, you know, in the warm weather.
Yeah.
In front of Congress, you know, you pick a congressman. You know, because I want to, it should be done on a federal level.
Yeah.
And demonstrate. Bring people out who were in the nursing home, and now maybe they got out. Try to get some people, which is going to be hard, but we could try to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get some people in the nursing homes on video. Say, hey, you know, yeah, I would love to have my aid in here. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
you
demonstrate.
Know, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. That the money is there. Why can't this person have their aid? And look at the difference that would make.
Yeah. It would make.
I mean, these
people
complain
difference.
That they're overworked, right? Do they really want? Do they really want the answer to that complaint? You know,
yeah.
You know that is really screwed up. Think about it. A person complains about something, then you give them the solution. They don't want it.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
Mhm.
Every nurse, every doctor should want their patient in that nursing home to have the best care. And that should include having their own aid, especially
That's
since the money's there for it.
Exactly. The money, you know who's, remember who told us that the money is there and it's still there? Brian. Brian said that to us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It doesn't go away. He said that to us. And for somebody, I promised Brian. I said, I'm going to get that. To wherever a disabled person goes, that's where the aid should go, period. You know, and that's, well, I promised Brian that. Poor guy passed away before we had a chance to actually work on it together. You know, and that was sad. It really was sad. We never got a chance to work on it together.
Well, we need to organize a demonstration.
Oh yeah.
About that.
Oh yeah.
Because this is
why
people are suffering and being abused in these places.
Yeah.
Why they're neglected. Because they're not allowed to have the aid.
That's true.
You know, yep. And then of course you can expand it to the hospitals and all that, but nursing homes are worse. That's the worst place.
Mhm.
So
sure
I'm gonna get the word out to some of our friends and see what they think about that.
Yeah.
You know. I bet my new friend John would support it. He hates nursing homes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and I thank him royally for, you know, helping us start some of the things that we're going with his donation. So thank you, John. I appreciate you donating to InnerSight so we can start certain things. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to try to get people involved
mm-hmm.
who have had experience with these places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this demonstration and let them speak out about it. You know, how people deserve to be treated better, especially since the resources are already there. You know, I bet the average person is not aware of what we just said.
No, they aren't.
No. They don't know about it.
No.
People assume, people take things for granted. Like somebody said to me a few months ago, oh, I thought if you got a guide dog once, then you're always eligible. You can always,
no.
You know.
When is
people
that?
Have these.
Whooped
people
ideas.
People have these distorted ideas in their head. Because the agencies don't really educate them about certain things. Did you ever hear an agency educate somebody about the service, let's say about the service dog school, and tell people that there's no law to protect the person who denied the guide dog?
Never.
Did you ever hear
never.
That?
Never. Never.
I never heard never. Nothing. I never heard one word to that effect.
Never.
By an
did
agency.
Did you ever hear
and they say they're supposed
that you could be denied
people.
Before you go? Have you ever heard that?
No, you never heard anything like that.
No. I mean,
no.
I
did you
never
ever hear
in
that,
my life.
You ever hear that when you're on the waiting list for a service dog and you never know if they're training a dog for you or they have one for you?
No. No. Have you ever heard that right at graduation, that when you're about to get your dog, they still could take it away? I never heard that.
No, they don't. They don't...
Average
they don't educate down. People about these things.
No. Do you
same
ever
thing
really
with the nursing
know what
home.
They do with the failing dogs, meaning the dogs that don't make the cut? You don't know what they do. As far as we know, they could be euthanizing them. You really don't know. And they keep that money, you know.
Well, we know that they're using them to make money. That we know. But the average person doesn't know that.
Right.
You know, the same thing with the nursing institutions. People are not aware. Now, there's a good angle for this whole thing.
Yeah.
start educating people about nursing home. I'm not usually for this education idea, but with this I would be. You know?
Yeah.
And we could do it right on this show.
Yes.
Start educating, educating people about these places. And we can start with the fact that they don't let the person have their aid.
Yeah, it's true.
That could be our first lesson. You know? Anyway, Innersight, I don't know what commercials you did. I got in here late, so.
Oh, I didn't do any. Let's do some, and I'll... I didn't get a chance to even modify the Able News thing, so it's the older one. I tried putting it up, but it wouldn't let me, the one that we like. So I'm going to just use the old one, the one that you didn't like, temporarily.
All right. Innersight brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Adopt the Nikita, and the great Japanese mountain dog. If you need a service dog, get your Akita evaluated and get the right one. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, and it's now official. They've donated $700 to Innersight. Got the check today.
Nice.
Thank you, Joe Delgado and Silo, and I want to thank Marilyn, too, for pushing this through over there. They're probably closed tomorrow, but as soon as I get a chance, I'll give her a call.
Yeah.
All right. And, nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, you need dog food, cat food? 631-484-3085. And also medical for your animal when he's able to do it. So nobody starves on Long Island.
He'll raise the money if he, you know, can't, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did that for
Gary,
my dog.
Yeah, good guy. Helps a lot.
He does.
All right, the Long Island Coalition with my buddy Danny, who writes those news releases for us. We thank him for that.
Yeah.
And don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, baby... Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Go an extra mile for a child. Innersight reminds you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what do you want to do that Able News yourself, or are you going to...
Yeah, I could do it, but without that, if you want.
Yeah, do the Able News.
Okay, ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Okay. I should say back to you, Frank, but it's really back to Suzanne.
Yeah, I want to. We have to do a new ad, and what I want to do is, I want to emphasize this Wednesday night show in the ad.
That'd be nice.
Because I don't think there's any other program
there isn't.
In this country, maybe in the world. That is aimed at getting rid of nursing institutions.
No, there isn't. You know why? I just did a podcast search the other day, and tell you the truth, on a big platform, there's no, absolutely none on nursing homes and getting rid of them. Nothing.
No.
People are too
scared.
Because
the independent living people can't launch a show like this.
No.
How could they do that? They could never do that. They're the ones administrating these programs.
That's right.
You know? And they can't, it was admitted to me, and I
but
understand.
But everybody
they can't
believes.
Get people out. They can only set them up
right.
and hope that the right decision is made, you know.
It's been made, yeah.
Now, what were we going to say?
Yes. I actually was actually looking into, you know, some of the what they were and actually looking into, you know, all the different programs and actually, you know, just investigating a little bit and trying to, you know, find out certain things. There really isn't too much out there at all. Absolutely
no,
not.
There's no
terrible.
Other show
no.
that has made the statement, nursing institutions kill people, get rid of them.
Yeah, and if they did, there'd be you know, a lobby coming after their money and stuff like that if they had money. You know, I think if we had money that was given to us by the government, you'd watch and see how they would come and take it.
You wouldn't be able
to
have a show like that.
No, you wouldn't. Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Well, now we're
going to
try. We're going to see if we can get the independent living centers to support us in getting these home health aides into the nursing homes. You know, the money's there, they can be paid. You know, get the person in there to help the individual. I mean, I would say every person who goes into a nursing home has an aide or two.
They should be going with them. You know, they should be, you know, part
of. So now you
got
to report to
the
nursing home to do your job, same job.
That's right, yeah.
Or you're doing a different place.
That's all. Why is it double dipping? That's what I never understood. And your benefits should remain
with you. That's
just an
excuse.
Right. And your benefits should never run out and never be taken over by the nursing home. Your house should always remain yours.
Well,
okay?
that's a separate issue. You need a lobby for
that. But yes, you should not have to give all of your income over to a nursing home.
Of course not.
I don't think that it's right. If you want to pay a small rent and base it on, like, say, Section 8 while you're in there,
that's
then
a separate
you do
issue.
That.
I don't want to get off the issue. I want the aides in there.
Yeah,
take
I agree
one
with
thing
that.
At a time.
I agree
you know,
with
we
that.
We don't want them to deflect off the wall and go into another situation. And ignore the fact that the person doesn't have an aide. That's a different thing.
You gotta have a
lobby in Washington to bring that about. You don't have to have a lobby in Washington to get the aid in there, because the money's there, and you know, and the person just continues to get paid.
Yeah, I agree with that. But also, you've got to understand too that what they're doing is, you know, meaning the government, they're just taking away the person's funds. They can't even get, okay, my mother couldn't get a haircut. My mother looked terrible when she died, okay? My mother didn't look herself at all.
Well,
right?
That's why
my
she
father
should
have
too. Had her aid in there, see?
But
things
it wasn't
like
even
that.
That. It wasn't even that. It was terrible.
It has a lot to do with it.
She
you
it
have
was,
your aide
yes.
in there. Your aide's going to help you
she
get the haircut.
She didn't even have clothes, proper clothes. her clothes were not fitting her anymore.
I
was only able to get her a small amount of clothes because I couldn't afford it myself.
You need the aid. The aid could have gone out and got her the clothing.
Yeah, but you're only allowed to buy $50 worth of clothes because that's all she had. $50 per month, and that's all you were able to get. It's terrible. It really is.
Well, that may, you know, that's a different rule, but at least if the aid was there, she could get things.
The nurse got stuff for her, but the problem was it just wasn't enough money to get the stuff for her because the cost of living is very, very expensive. And they just
If you have the aid there, you can always contact an agency and say, hey, her aide is going to go in and get the person this, that, and the other thing. Intersight has contributed $50. We want you to match it. You know, you have an opportunity to do other things, see?
Yeah, that's true.
But if you don't have an aide there, the question becomes, who's going to go and do this?
Nobody. You don't have anybody to do it.
You know? Some people may have a...
Well, they don't go by like that. You know what they do? They buy from a... Here's how they do that. They buy from a company, and the company delivers it there, and then the aide that's there, who's assigned to your family member, okay, they're assigned, and they keep them on. You know, during COVID time, they kept that same person on, so the person is used to that person. And let me tell you, it was difficult. I'll tell you, during, you know, COVID time, people were, you know, it was rough, I got to say, because I wish I could have been there to keep her brain going.
Well, it was rough because they wouldn't get the people out.
That too. It was rough because of that, and it was rough.
You don't keep people in
no,
in
I know. I wish they were able
that.
To get them out, and also that I could go in there and supervise my mother's care while she was in there until they got her out. You know what I'm saying? That's what bothered me a lot, that I had no control.
Yeah, they didn't let people
situation.
In, and they wouldn't let the people out.
That's right.
They get you both ways.
Yeah, and it really bothered me when I couldn't even see her before she had the opportunity. It's just like it looked like as if I was neglecting her, you know, and I had no way of even controlling her.
If she had her aide in there, would be able to communicate better with her through the aide also.
Yeah.
You know, make a big difference.
Oh, yeah, it would.
So I'm hoping that we're going to get support on this because... You know, I heard, and we didn't talk to that woman, I forget her name, from Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, Misty.
Misty, yeah. We never got, I thought she was supposed to call us the other day, but I never heard from her. But what I'm hearing with that is they want to get more money for the home health aid in the person's home. Now, that doesn't help people in the nursing facilities.
Right.
I don't see the point of that. You got to protect these people first. That's the most important thing. You want to help the home health aid? Keep them working, even if the person has to go into a nursing home.
Yeah. I think
because you're not
going
to be able to block that.
Yeah, I know. But I think that it has to be a twofold, meaning you have these people who need to temporarily go into a nursing home for some sort of reason. They should also have the ability to also get out, number one, whenever they need to go home. They should still have a home. There's more things to
that. Well, if they have their aid, obviously they're going home.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If your aide is there helping you, why is the aide helping you?
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
can get on your feet and get the hell out of that place and go back home.
That's right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought this, all right? I always thought that it smelled like death when you were in there. It felt like death, and it was so depressing whenever I was in a nursing home for whatever reason. I never got out of that room. I hated it with the passion. I felt as if, you know, it just felt like death. I don't know. Whenever you visited,
you should have got out of that room and gone around and encouraged people to get out.
Oh yeah, I did, because I had to eat in the dining room. I was told that I had to eat in the dining room because I wasn't participating in anything. I was like, I didn't want to see everybody. I didn't want to see the death all around. Because people were in vegetative states. It was in different vegetative states.
Well, that's what they want you to do. They want you to stay in your room and stay out of their way and not cause any divisions and all that. That's how they want you to act.
No, they wanted me to go and be in the dining room with everybody else, so they didn't have to come and give me my tray.
Yeah, but they didn't want
everything.
You to encourage everybody else to go to get out of there.
That too. You know, so I would have gone to the dining room if I saw something nice going on and something, a good meal going on in the dining room. I would have gone. But I never got that. You know, I never saw something good going on. I never saw, like, entertainment. They could have done entertainment.
There's nothing good
they
going could've... on in this place.
No, there isn't.
They're abnormal.
No, there was nothing. It was very abnormal. I never liked being in there.
Set up
I never wanted
for people
to be in
to
there.
Die.
Yes, it is. It's set up for.
That's all it is.
They say it's set up for rehabilitation. I don't see only having 1 hour a day of rehabilitation when I could get that outside, okay, is going to help me. Okay, I could get. Three times a week.
You see, here's the contradiction. If they're set up for rehabilitation for people to go home, then why, if a person has an apartment or a house, why aren't they making sure that that place is still there?
Yeah. Well, why aren't they making sure
it's a contradiction.
That they
the rehabilitation
can get,
is only another way for these places to make money.
Yeah.
They don't care about the person. If they cared about the person, they'd make sure their home wasn't disrupted.
Yeah.
And they'd make sure they didn't take all their money so that they could get help in getting out of that place.
Right.
It's a lie. It's a contradiction.
Yeah. It sure is.
The whole damn thing is a lie when you analyze it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure is.
You know, the rehabilitation comes because it's another way to make money. That's all it is.
Yeah.
They get paid for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea I had, we did a show on it a while back. The patient should get half the money. They're
oh,
doing half the work.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to rehab is work. It's hard work, especially when you're injured.
Of course it is.
Well, the person should get half the money that they're getting.
Yeah, right.
Of course. They don't do it that way. We all know that.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, in a site, I gotta put the phone down for a minute.
Okay, no problem. We have our petition has been modified, ladies and gentlemen, and I encourage you to go to change.org and type in Inner Sight and you'll see the nursing home petition along with the guide dog petition, and please sign both of them. We really need to rock this out of the park because we need to find lobbyists and fundraisers to help people get out of nursing homes and also get them a steady aid to help them out. We really mean business with this. We don't take just people's money to help us. No, we're all volunteers in InnerSight. We don't have anything that will, you know, that we're not, you know, volunteers. We're all volunteers here, you know, which is great. I'm proud to be a volunteer. Frank is proud to be a volunteer to help InnerSight. We, you know, don't, you know, take trips off of this. We don't take it for our personal well-being. No. We, you know, at InnerSight, you know, help a lot of other people. And we go and, you know, this is so important. You know, even though my family member happens to be on the list to go to a nursing home, and I'm happy to be helping her at this moment, and once in a while we do help some of our family members, but it's not often, okay? And it's really a good thing once in a while to help, you know, a family member. You know, it actually puts things back in perspective for you that you have family, you have something that, you know, needs to be done also. You know, it's actually quite nice to, you know, get, you know, the whole, you know, InnerSight picture, I would say. Anyway, we have my aunt who's on the chopping block, I'd say. That's the way I, you know, call it right now, because she's you know, on to be placed. Excuse me. Sorry about that. She is, you know, hopefully not going to be placed in a nursing home. But I don't know how we're going to keep her out. That's going to be a quite interesting, you know, proposition there. We're going to try in all ways to keep her out. She doesn't want to go in one, and that's basically where it's at. She might have to go to an assisted living. Wow, it's going to be really, really difficult, you know, if she has to go there. But we're going to try and see how this works out, you know. So one day at a time, and we'll see how it works out.
Well, if people would help us raise the money.
Yes.
To use your aunt as an example of what we want to do.
Yeah, that'd be
great. That would be wonderful. That'd be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would take a miracle.
Yeah, it sure would.
You need millions of dollars to pull this off. And what we can do is, We can save a lot of money with this idea of volunteers for freedom.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and get the aides to donate X amount of hours and reward them financially. See, that would save a lot of money.
Sure would.
But you still got to have, I mean, the state is obligated to do a certain amount of hours. You know. But this could get very complicated because the way you see they have it set up so it kills you.
Yeah, definitely.
If we help the person financially, you know, to pay the aid, and the state is supposed to donate X amount of hours, not donate, but give the person X amount of hours. They're going to count the money that we're using to help that person as income. See, you see what happens here?
Oh, yeah.
They want the person to go into the institution.
That's true.
You see? So it's a real
dilemma. Yeah.
You know? That's why I really believe that right now the answer is if the person has no choice, they don't have the money to, you know, they're not well off to stay out, and they got to go into the institution. They must have their aid. That's got to
that
be a must.
Yeah, and also their benefits really should not
that
be taken
away. That would change the whole picture.
That sure would. It would make it easier on them.
Sure, if they had their aid.
Yeah.
You know, there are some families who have the money.
Right.
And they provide, they have the money to provide a private aid.
Duty aid, yeah.
For the person. They can pay for it.
You know what bothers me the most, too, is that they spend down what they've worked for all their lives. That shouldn't be, you know? That's something's wrong with that, you know?
No, that has to be dealt with through Washington.
Yeah, I mean, for
you
real.
You
got to
change the
you
way
the
law.
That. Yeah. It really shouldn't happen. You know?
That's stupid. That's set up so that the person has nothing to live for. They're going in there to die. That's what that's about. Well,
yeah.
You don't need that. This is your, you know, the stupid expression that some of these jackasses who work in these places, this is your home.
Yeah, right. You heard that, what they said to Maureen about her mom? That aggravated me to know, this is your home? Okay, since it's her home,
so that's how they teach them to think. That's
right.
Their role.
Yeah.
To tell the person, this is where you're going to die.
Well, basically, yeah, that's what that's saying. This isn't. I would have just said, oh, yeah? So then I cordially invite you to stay with me. That's what I'd say. This is my home. I cordially invite you to stay with me for the next month and see how you like it as your home.
Uh-huh. If this is my home, then I can come and go as I please.
That too. That is so cool.
It's all distorted. It's all contradictory. It doesn't make any sense at all. To take a person out of their home and put them in a horrible place like that. So I'm hoping we're going to get support on this idea to get these aides in to the nursing home. According to my clock, we got a few minutes left. Did you get a prompt?
No, I didn't get a prompt, but I have 2 minutes left.
Why.
I've been looking at the clock. That's weird.
We got a few minutes.
2 minutes. I just got it now. I just got it. 90 seconds.
Oh, what did you get? 90 seconds?
90 seconds, yes.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow night, Tracy will be on with her book.
Yes. Yeah.
On inner sight.
Tracy and her book.
So I want to thank all our listeners.
Yeah.
All the people who keep the show going.
Yeah.
Silo, my new buddy John. And,
60 seconds.
And, you know, support this program. You have a loved one
please.
In the nursing home.
Yeah.
You don't want to go into a nursing home.
Right.
You have a relative who's disabled who's on the verge of going in. I mean, there's all kinds
like
of people out there.
My aunt. Yeah.
Help us do something about this. We're going to organize
Definitely.
This demonstration. We're going to need a lot of help.
Yes, we are.
We need the relatives of people
who
are
in
these places.
Yeah.
We gotta organize a committee.
Yeah.
To put this together.
10 seconds.
Inner Sight, thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled, and thank you for tuning in and downloading our program. I appreciate that, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a good one. Inner Sight, take care. Good night, everyone.